The Lord be with you.
And with
a reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. At that time, Jesus left Samaria for Galilee. For Jesus himself testified that a prophet has no honor in his native place. When he came into Galilee, the Galileans welcomed him, since they had seen all he had done in Jerusalem at the feast, for they themselves had gone to the feast. Then he returned to Cana in Galilee, where he had made the water wine. Now there was a royal official whose son was ill in Capernaum. When he heard that Jesus had arrived in Galilee from Judea, he went to him and asked him to come down and heal his son, who was near death. Jesus said to him, "Unless you people see signs and wonders, you will not believe." The royal official said to him, "Sir, come down before my child dies." Jesus said to him, "You may go, your son will live." The man believed what Jesus said to him and left. While the man was on his way back, his slaves met him and told him that his boy would live. He asked them when he began to recover. They told him, "The fever left him yesterday about 1 p.m. The father realized that just at that time, Jesus had said to him, "Your son will live." And he and his whole household came to believe. Now this was the second sign Jesus did when he came to Galilee from Judea. The Gospel of the Lord. In the first reading, the word of God came to Isaiah, told him, "I am about to create a new heavens and a new earth." Let's focus on the earth. If God is in the process of creating a new earth and he comes to you and said, "What would you like me to change? What would you like to be different in this new earth?" What would you advise God? Do you have many things you'd like to see changed? I think most of us will say yes. In the gospel, we have this royal official who had one thing he'd like to change. Not necessarily creating a new earth, but creating a new reality for his sick son who was about to die. He wanted him to be healed. So what did he do? Well, the first thing is he went to Jesus. It's good that we want to change this world to make it a better place, but a lot of times we forget that we cannot do this alone. We need to do it with the help of God. We need to turn to Jesus, to God, to help us in creating this new heaven and a new earth. Because God desires this partnership with us. God, from his beginning of his plan, he wants us to be partners in his creation. He didn't want to do it by himself, not that he needed us, but because he created us in his own image, he wanted us to be part of this creative process that he started. So the first step for us is to go to Jesus about it, to pray about it, to ask the Lord about it. But the second step that sometimes we fail to follow is that we need to believe that it will happen. The royal official didn't have any physical evidence that Jesus answered his prayer. He had faith. He says, "Go home, your son will be healed." And he did. He didn't bring his son to Jesus. Jesus didn't, you know, touch his son. His son wasn't healed in front of his eyes, but was healed later. But he believed and went home. A lot of times when we pray and ask for whatever new realities in our life we want, or the whole world, Do we act with faith? Do we believe that our prayers are answered or will be answered? Or will still act as if our prayers will not be answered? A lot of times I think we pray, but really our behavior doesn't change based on our belief that our prayers will be answered. We still remain with fear. We still try to be in control. We still doubt. We just keep praying without showing the faith that our prayers will be answered. The official didn't ask Jesus how or when. He just believed. He trusted. And we have to believe and trust that God will answer our prayers as long as we're praying for something that's good in his own time, in his own way. Do we have a good reason to believe? I think we have a lot of good reasons. Just look at how much the world has changed throughout the centuries. How much the efforts of humble, weak men or women who had faith. Look at the lives of the saints and how they were able to make a difference through their belief, through their faith in the world. We don't have proof, but we have good reason to believe that God wants to change this world and make it a better place. But he wants to have people who have faith to work with him, to collaborate with him in this process of transformation.